Blog Talk Radio.
Time, everybody. This is Coach Bartley. Welcome again. Happy 2009. We have a very exciting guest for you tonight. You will see, and actually, if you go to her website, you actually get the chance to see exactly who we're talking about. Her name is Cozy Stone. She is the creator of the Cozy Sports Bra. And if you take a look at Cozy on her website, you can go to www.cozysportsbra.com. And you can actually see what the merchandise looks like. And I can tell you just from, you know, my personal view of it, this is probably the most unique invention out in today's society. And she will be on here in just a few minutes. Happy New Year to everybody in 2009. I trust everybody had a safe and wonderful Christmas and New Year. Hopefully no one got too drunk. But I know I sat at home all day with the apple cider with the family. And that's all we did was drink apple cider, watch football, and just run in the new year. Anyhow, they said a lot has been going on, especially in the last 3 weeks in women's football. The WFA, for example, they're finally completed and have released their schedule. So, you know, that's a great job for the President Jeff King and his wife Lisa King. I know the IWFL, they're set to release their schedule out here shortly. I know they added a couple more teams, but we will get into that later. But first, let me introduce again. She is the creator of the Cozy Sports Bra, and I'd like everyone to please welcome Cozy Stone. Cozy, nice to have you on this evening.
Well, thank you. Can I hear the applause? Is that something I should imagine in my head? I hear the roar of the crowd.
Well, now, here you go. And you got a standing ovation while you're at it.
I already saw the standing. I saw the stand. Full. Good evening, Coach Bartley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Cozy, why don't you give everybody a brief history about you and, you know, your background, because I know you and I have talked. And just to hear what you've done, you know, over the years, it's just phenomenal. I mean, that's enough to last four lifetimes.
So, are you talking about how old I am, Anthony?
Well, you're only, 20?
Several times. As we've spoken in the past, I have an athletic background. I have been working out several decades. How do you like that? And fell in love with working out, me and Jack LaLanne and his doggone dog and that doggone chair. And once I saw the results that I got from it, I just, why would I stop? And from there, I had an opportunity to work in Jack LaLanne's, in fact, his first gym in New York City. I am a New York City born and bred, proud New York City woman. Then the day came, I was introduced to a place called the Sports Training Institute. They had the first generation of Nautilus equipment. See, if I keep talking long enough, somebody's going to figure out how old I am, which I really don't care. Yeah. First generation of Nautilus equipment. Sounds like a dinosaur, don't I? So I worked at a place, I went to this place called Sports Training Institute. Actually, I was chasing a pair of thighs. How do you like that?
I walked
in the gym, found the thighs, found the equipment, and I was offered an opportunity to be trained. And at that time, there was no other personal training facilities anywhere in the United States. And the gentleman who had the place, who put it together, did so for professional athletes. So I had the pleasure of training Arthur Ashe as my first client. I am Billie Jean King's first personal trainer. I trained Al Pacino once. At the time, we had Too Tall Jones, that echelon of clientele. So personal
wow.
training was first originated, again, for professional athletes. And I just, as I said, I fell in love with it. I started running. What else did I do? I started playing tennis. I started competing in squash. As I said, whatever my body could do athletically, I challenged it.
Okay. So I'm just so you, so everyone know, I mean, if you ever go to Cozy's website and you actually take a look at her, for, I mean, first and foremost, she don't look a day over 30. I mean, she is just phenomenal. And she is a comedian. I mean, she will have you laughing. I mean, by the time you're done laughing from her jokes, I mean, you would have cramped all over. I mean, she is just a phenomenal person to really sit down and talk to. But let everyone know about your Cozy Sports Bra.
The Cozy Sports Bra. I opened a gym in my condo when I was living in Los Angeles, actually for women over 40. I wanted to help especially black women over 40 get in shape. And one day I wanted to jump rope. I was braless, and I had a neoprene belt on a hook. And I looked at it and said, let's see what happens, you know, just to take the place of holding me still. And it was one of what we now know as the aha moments. And I'd never had anything keep me so supportive. And I said out loud, well, why the heck doesn't somebody design a sports bra to neoprene? And I went upstairs and I closed my eyes and I said, what would I want a sports bra to look like? And so from wearing sports bras for God knows how many years, and knowing what they didn't do, and hearing my clientele, my particular clientele, almost every night for 6 years say, I can't find a sports bra, or I've got to wear two or three sports bras, I decided to, I designed the sports bra, first of all, with the thought of women's health, for the health of women's breasts. It's not healthy for us to bounce around like some women that we see. It's sexy to men, I'm sure, but it's not particularly healthy. Every man out there saying, but we love bounce, it's okay. Let them bounce when you've got them. They need to not bounce when we're working out. So the first thing I thought of was to put a zipper in it. Easy access. By the way, it's easy access for men.
I love easy. Men love easy access.
Listen, I had them in mind when I thought about that. The fact that it has wide straps, it doesn't dig into the shoulder for the larger breast woman. The fact that it's well made, it's very well constructed, so it won't fall apart. It won't stretch. It won't shrink. At the last minute, I put a double zipper in it, so now it's reversible. And you know, for the homework that I did, and again for the products that I've worn, there's nothing else on the market today that does what the Cozy Sports Bra does for women. I've designed a long one. I designed a short one. And what I'd like to tell the women, if they're listening, the long one is for us less lean. As a former competitive bodybuilder, yes, I had a six-pack that was very close to an eight-pack, and yes, I'm very proud of it. However, as time goes on and the body changes, my little eight-pack disappeared. So I hid it.
Okay.
I hit it with the long line bra, and it is a hit with women of a certain age, size, and shape.
Wow.
What else did I do with this wonderful? Then I started putting it on women here in Vegas to help me to try it out as a prototype, and found things I didn't know about other sports. In other words, in softball, when women are sliding, it protects them from the rough of the dirt. Because neoprene, as we all know, is used in swimwear, it can be used, again, for larger women who want to go swimming in it. And it swims well. It dries very quickly in the sun. Kayakers, when they're, what little did I know, after lots of rowing back and forth, they also get chafed under their arm. That doesn't happen. Long-distance runners, the Cozy Sports Bra just did its first marathon 3 weeks ago. No chafing.
Sweet.
Yeah, I was very excited when the woman called to tell me that. So she did her first 26 miles, because I won't be doing that in it. Not in this man's earth. Not in this lifetime. So she was very pleased with that. So it's anything from an athletic gear to an everyday gear to a medical, to a surgical recovery, breast augmentations, breast reductions, mastectomies. It just, as I like to say, it grew its own legs.
Oh,
so
wow.
A lot of this just happened from other women telling me how they can use it. And one of the things, Coach Anthony, that I'm very proud about, proud of the Cozy Sports Bra, is what it does for posture.
Mm-hmm.
When you put the Cozy Sports Bra on, because of the material and the fit, it almost feels like a piece of skin. It immediately corrects your posture. How many of us or how many people probably are aware or are not aware of how bad their posture is? Do you have good posture, Coach Bartley?
Do I have good posture? Well, I'd like to think I do.
I should have made you put a vest on. And with that, to segue into whether you do or not, the other wonderful aspect of the Cozy Sports Bra is it's called the Cozy Sports Bra and Athletic Vest, because men are also purchasing it because of the fact it helps you sweat a lot.
And you know what? I just want to throw that out there for, you know, any of the men who are listening.
I know.
You know, just, again, just don't take it as you know, don't take it literally, because I've actually seen, in fact, I know Cozy had Coach Duncan of the Amazons try it on.
Yeah.
Actually, while we was out in Vegas. And it actually fit him quite nicely.
Yeah.
You know, but it did help him just in a few minutes that he did have it on, because he's kind of slumped over. You know, he's a tall man. You know, he kind of slumped over just slightly.
Oh, yeah.
But it did correct his posture, you know, just in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a very unique product. I'm impressed with it. I love everything about it. My hat's off to you, Cozy, because I think you've created something that, you know, is really going to take the world by storm.
Oh, thank you. From your mouth to God's ears.
Oh, trust me. He's been there, done that. So I can see bigger things, you know, for your bra. I mean, it's an absolute wonder.
Well,
you know?
Again, it just does. You know, of course, my tagline is the Cozy Sports Bra. It's not sexy, it's cozy. And one of the other taglines that I find myself saying more often than not is that it does so much for so many. And that's a good thing. As I said, I didn't play a lot of these other sports, so I didn't anticipate the benefits that would be derived from using it. I am an avid horseback rider, you know, so if there are any listeners out there that's horseback riding females, loping is another when you're not well supported. You know, kickboxing, squash, any and all of these sports that when you're bouncing, you know, and then with boxers, let's go back to men for a minute. You know, there's weightlifting, there's soccer, there's boxing. A lot of times boxers have to make weight. They lose that water just before the fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now, just real quickly, Cozy. How can a person go about ordering a bra from
They could
you?
Go to...
Or athletic vest, should I say.
The Cozy Sports Bra / Athletic Vest for Men. How about that? You can go to my website, which is www. Do we have to say the W's anymore? Don't we all know they're W's?
No, not anymore, but it becomes habit forming.
It is. It's cozysportsbra.com.
Well, you know what? I'm going to make this. This is going to be one New Year's resolution I'm going to make. From here on out, when I give an internet address, no, I'm not going to use the word use the letters www anymore.
Yeah, because
that's
we don't
going to
have
be
to.
A New Year's resolution.
All right. Because I'm fine. I don't have to type it in the window anymore.
I mean, hey, if people haven't got figured it out by now, then they don't need to be in front of a computer, right?
Well, you know, we're educating, so what the heck? You know, let's just throw that out there for whatever it's worth. Can we talk about women's football in the Cozy Sports Bra?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I know we had Cozy down at one of our workouts a few weeks ago, and she actually I know she sold a couple of them to some of my players,
yes. And
I know my players are ecstatic. I mean, they're enjoying it, so I wouldn't be surprised if they've passed the word on, and I'm pretty sure that you probably got picked up even more sales after that.
I did. I visited your team. And what's Coach Josh? What's Josh's last name?
Penn.
Okay. Where's the Josh Penn's team? And I visited Aubrey, because if I didn't say his name, I'm sure my phone will ring as soon as we hang up. And that Coach Aubrey is something else. And every one of the women, all of the women and all of the teams were very receptive. I allowed all of them to try it on, see what they think, what they felt. Dion Lee here in Vegas. Has put me on the face page, on the cover page of his women's football, Ning.com. I'm receiving lots of responses from players as well as coaches. And when
you know what?
Go ahead.
If I remember correctly,
mm-hmm.
One of the husbands of one of my players tried on one as well.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I think he went through several of them just until he got the right fit.
That's exactly correct. Good memory,
so,
got very good memory, Coach Bartley.
Oh, thank you. Maybe ask you this question. Have you hit any of the Air Force bases?
What are you, reading my mind, or you follow me around? Now I think you're a stalker. I'm getting concerned. Oh, Lord. Just when I thought it was safe to go back in the water. Yes, as a matter of fact, I spent a week at the Nellis Air Force Base, and they've invited me back for 2 weeks in February.
Sweet. No, the reason why I asked, because, see, like I spent time in the Air Force, and I was in transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know just, you know, in transportation we do a lot of driving, you know, buses, tractor trailers, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, as drivers you kind of develop that hunched over type feeling because you're driving for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would think you definitely want to hit them up. Pilots as well. They spend a lot of time in those aircraft.
Okay. As a matter of fact, I met some of the gentlemen from transportation. They had a table next to mine the entire week.
Oh, see?
Yeah. It was a wonderful experience, and it was well received. And needless to say, the more I go out there, the more it will become familiar. I'll become familiar, because as you can imagine, I sit there like a wallflower.
You a wallflower? Come on, man.
Oh, I had so much fun out there. Oh, yeah. So that was fun. And actually, I'll tell you something. I sold my first K-cups. And if anyone out there is saying, what does she mean? Do the alphabet. Bra's coming
up. Yeah,
from.
That's kind of.
Yeah. Yes, I know. And they weren't. No, they were not purchased. They were hers. God gave them to her.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that's what I said. You're talking about a sore back.
Oh, yeah.
So she was.
Wow.
Yeah. But again, you know, it allows me now to talk to women when they're saying, well, can I fit a triple F? Yeah, I can fit a double F. I can fit a K. In fact, let's talk about sizes. They're sized, ladies, they're sized by dress size. So they run from a 4 to a 22. And my directions for how to purchase them size-wise is on my website in the store. And it works to the T. I mean, everyone, if they follow those directions and purchase it, because think smaller, for the first time in our lives, I have developed something where women can buy a smaller size. And they all are shocked when they put it on. Oh, my God, this isn't going on. Trust me, it's going on. It stretches.
Wow.
Yeah. And for men, it's size, chest size, and all of that you can find on my website.
Sweet. And again, that website is CozySportsBra.com.
Cozy Sports with S at the end of sports.
That's right. With the S.
CozySportsBra.com. The Cozy Sports Bra. It's not sexy, it's cozy.
There it is. You heard it from the one and only Cozy herself. By the way, how did you come up with the name Cozy? I mean, is that a birth given name or?
It's short for Cosette.
Cosette.
It's short for Cosette. Couldn't have named the bra without the name, could I?
Yeah.
It's like my mom had some marketing thoughts in her mind when she gave birth. Okay, let me name her this. Maybe one day she'll find a sports bra.
She knew what you were going to do. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, it's just like, you know, when my dad decided to give me the name Anthony.
Uh-huh.
He knew what he was doing.
Did he?
Yeah. Because, you know, Anthony means power.
I didn't know that.
You know, try to be perfect, but, you know, no one's perfect, right?
No. I'm not laying claim to that at all. Not me. I'm not even going near that. And if phone will ring off the hook if I say something like that.
I have to really call in.
Huh?
I said I have to stay away from that, really, though.
Yeah.
You were just having that discussion earlier. Yes.
Ask me another question.
Oh, he said ask you another question.
Yeah, ask another question.
Well, I mean, how often do you do your comedy stands? Because, I mean, like I said, I know you're a comedian.
Well, I know you'd
be making people, I mean, come on, I bust the gut every time I talk to you.
Well, we didn't get that, Anthony. All right, now see, there's a nice segue. See, it's a good question, it's a good segue. The fact of the matter, I've had, I think this is my seventh career. Me being the inventor of Cozy Sports Bra, I've changed careers. This would be the seventh one, and I'm hoping to think maybe, now it's not last because I know what I want to do next, but one of the other avenues that I've ventured down is that of a comedian. And other than, I would say, second to work training people as a personal trainer, making people laugh runs a very close first for me. And I started doing comedy when I lived in Los Angeles. At that time, I was a Mother Goose character. I dressed up in full garb, and I drive a Miata, and I had a rocking chair, and I'd drive around the city with this rocking chair on the back of my car, and it was part of it was part of my prop. And I did I changed Mother Goose's rhymes into something you can't tell your children at night.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't actually, you know, these kids today probably wouldn't have been shocked at all, but that was how I started. And then I moved here to Los Angeles, to Vegas. And I started hosting my very own, the Cozy Comedy Corner. So for 3.5 years here in Vegas, I helped promote upcoming comedians, gave them a platform. And in the meantime, I got to just stand on stage and act silly for two to three hours every month and got rid of a lot of frustration.
Well, I'm going to say this for everyone, and again, you know, if you ever get the opportunity, you know, and you want to get in touch with Cozy, please do. I guarantee you, by the time you hang up the phone, you will not stop laughing. It's a guarantee. So, I mean, she is a wonderful person, and, you know, I wish her the best, the very best, and I know she's going to get the best because she's just that type of person.
I thank you, Coach Bartman.
Now, real quickly, I know one person was asking me what color do the bras or the activity vests come in. Well, I'll let you tell it. It's yours.
Well, it's not like you haven't seen it. You don't know a little bit about it. Right now, the colors that we're offering is red, and remember, they're reversible, so red and black. and royal blue and black. And as I grow, then of course I'll add more colors to my line.
Well, just so everyone will understand, see the red. See, she thought of red because, you know, she just had that vision that, you know, eventually there would be a team like the California Lynx that will wear red. So, you know, everybody, I want y'all to take notes on that. You know,
and UNLV that's down the street from my home.
And pretty soon, what's going to happen is maybe I'll be able to convince Cozy to have Lynx embroidered on a red one. Maybe. No? Hey, I tried.
I don't think that would help the back. You want weights on them, put it on their ankles. Let them pick up those legs. So they can run those doggone touchdowns. I do want to say, and you know it, and you know how excited I am to be involved with women's football. I love football as a young girl. I played with my cousins. At the time, we didn't have grass readily near our neighborhood, so we played touch. Or if they tackled, they didn't tackle me, but we played touch. And I would have loved to have played. Right now, my right knee says I don't think so. But otherwise, I would have loved to have been a quarterback. And it would have been trouble, Anthony, if they'd let me get sacked. Oh, hell no. Hell no. Who the hell didn't do their job?
Well, I mean, you know what? And see, what? I don't think a lot of people have really taken a good look at you. But you are a specimen.
Well,
I mean, you just don't look like
that.
No, I mean, I trust and believe you would not be one to take down easily.
Well,
I can tell you that right now.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking when I was in my best, we all have our best, Anthony. You've been there. I've been there. No, right now I don't think I'm a pushover. I'm by no means a punk. I just got a bad right knee. I just got a right knee that says, oh, hell, what's he doing?
Even with the bad will, I don't think you'd go down that easy.
I'm telling you, people, see,
this is what I need to let people know about Cozy. You know, if you look at Cozy, I'm going to tell you right now, she's one of those, if you get on her bad side, it's lights out for you. You know, truth be told. I'm letting everyone know now, if you get on her bad side, it's lights out. This one is no joke, I'm telling you. When I first saw Cozy, I was like, good God, she need to come play for me.
I know. But wasn't I smiling?
Yeah.
Well, you've never even seen my bad side. That's the bad.
That's the whole point, and I don't want to. I don't want to. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. But she is an exceptional. You're an exceptional woman. You're a very beautiful woman. I don't care what anyone says. You still look, you know, you know, younger than what you are. And from the years of constantly, you know, working out and, you know, keeping yourself in great shape, you know, it shows. It really does.
I thank you. I think it helps that I laugh a lot.
Yeah. And that whole thing, you know, black don't crack.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I've seen it crack, damn it. We hear that stuff. We see it crack. We know it crack.
Yeah, okay. You're one
that
of those
is such
that,
a crack a crock. We know it cracks. We've seen it. We know that's not true. But I'm teasing, okay.
You're one of those that, you know, hey, you don't need the oil overlay and the plastic surgery, the Botox and you got it going on and you keep it pushing.
God, Anthony, I paid you well. Jeez Louise, my every dime was worth it.
Hey, so you weren't supposed to tell everyone that now. Come on.
But I have to be sitting there saying, oh, please. So I say, you know, we need to be honest here. And I try to be honest. So I paid you well. But I want to wish the, because I would imagine you have some other people coming on. I want to take your whole hour. And I want to thank all of you, from Dion to Coach Aubrey and Coach Penn and yourself and all the coaches that I met for doing what you're doing for female football, the last, as I like to think, untapped paid sport for females. And I've watched these women practice. I can't wait to watch them play. I'm doing everything I can here in Vegas to promote this sport. I am going to be on the sidelines with pink pom-poms. They must be pink. And I'm going to lose my breath every game.
Well, we thank you. I mean, and I'm not just speaking just for myself and my team, but I know all of women's football. Well, thank you. Thank you for your undying support.
I
know for a fact the Women's Football Alliance will definitely continue to support your product. So as the Women's Football Camp and Conference, and they're definitely going to support your product. And like I said, we're just going to keep it pushing.
I thank you. And the bad news for you, Mr. Bartley, is I'm going to be in your life for a long time. And ask anybody who knows me. That's the good news and the bad news.
Oh, well, you know what? Hey, you got to take the good with the bad, right?
I want to wish you a wonderful, very successful, prosperous New Year. I hope your team does well. I can't say I want them to beat my girls, but so be it. May the best woman win.
Well, you know, see, there's this unwritten rule on my radio show. When I ask the question, you know, who's going to win the championship, everyone has to say the California Lynx.
Oh, you didn't pay me that much.
I shouldn't have to. You know what? It's already written. It's already concrete.
Okay. The California Lynx.
See, there you go. And see, I've already told Dion, you better watch out because I got some heat. And I let everybody know. I got some heat.
Okay.
Trust and believe. I got some heat. And they're ready.
I'm going to go out there and scream at her. Remember how I screamed at your girls?
Oh, hey, keep screaming. Because you know what? It works. Trust and believe. It works. But, again, I just want to say thank you for coming on my show, Cozy. Like I said, it's always a pleasure talking with you. And like I said, we will continue to support your product in every way, shape, or form. And whenever you're ready, you know, you want to come on the show, you know, you're more than welcome to. You know, I'm letting you know right now, you're the only guest that gets carte blanche. So you can call in anytime you want and just chime in. You have that. So, BJ, if you're hearing this, Cozy is the only person who gets that privilege.
You're so sweet. You are so sweet. Do I bid you adieu at this point?
Again, thank you very much, Cozy. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Cozy Sports Brawl. You can check it out at cozysportsbrawl.com.
That's right.
And that's SPORTS, brawl. So don't get it twisted, people. Check it out. It is definitely worth it.
Feel free to call me or email me, any listeners with any questions that I won't say anytime because I just don't pick up my phone anytime. But within business hours, I'd be glad to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Cozy. And you have yourself a wonderful new year, and I look forward to seeing you again.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was Cozy Stone with the Cozy Sports Bra. And again, you know, let me just reiterate, you know, it is worth every penny. You know, if you check it out, you talk to her, you buy the product, and I can't speak for the women. I can only go by what I've heard, you know, especially coming from my players. It is definitely worth it. You need to go and get it. Young, old, in between, go and get it. I guarantee you, you'll never go and buy another sports bra again unless you go and buy another one from her. You know, I say get them in all colors, short, long, red, blue. You know, if she come out with more colors, just stock up on them. It's worth it. So what does that bring us to this time? Women's football. And, again, a lot has transpired, especially throughout the holidays. A good example, we got the IWFL. They just recently added some new teams. and which the teams that they've added were the Minnesota Vixen, the New Jersey Justice. I believe they added some other teams as well. Well, I know prior to the holidays, they added the team out of Erie, Indiana. Is that it, Erie, Indiana? I believe so. That got to excuse me. You know, my geography is a little rusty right now. But, yeah, they added a couple of more new teams. And from what I gather, you know, their schedule is out as well. So that's a good thing. So now we know when and where we can start watching some exciting football. Just to kind of give everyone an update on the Women's Football Alliance, we have just launched a new website. So when you decide to go, you can actually still use our old address at womensfootballalliance.com. You know, it will take you directly into our new website, and it's like 100 times better looking than our previous website. I mean, it's everything is just like bright. And it just really slaps you in the face. So that's a real nice thing to see. And again, to Jeff and Lisa, you know, I commend them on that because they're doing a lot for the league, especially going within our first year. If people haven't taken notes on our website, we have our official television network. We are partnered with the United States Sports Network. They will be showing all of our games, you know, as they come in. Now, this is an internet television site, so don't get it twisted. You know, it's not Fox Sports West or East or ESPN, not yet. That will be coming in the near future, so I would tell everyone to pay close attention to the WFA because we are destined to make some major changes and some developments in women's football today. But as for right now, we are, you know, again, we are at the United States Sports Network, and this is going to be a sweet deal. Now, catch me, she just asked, I'm concerned about the Austin Outlaws playing two games in a week. Hold up, now see, you got to make me go to that schedule. See, I don't do the schedules, at least for the other regions. Like I said, I kind of looked at our schedule here on the West Coast since I am the Pacific Regional Director. And I just worried about my region. They do have their regional director, so I know they can actually, if there's any problems, they can take it up with their regional director. But I just know for a fact that my schedule is legit. Everything is good to go. The Women's Football Alliance, we open up our season on April 18th, the weekend of the 18th, and we will be carrying on through till the 27th of June, and then we start going into playoffs. Now, if everybody goes to our website and they take a look at our standings, don't get it twisted. We do have eight total regions. I know if you look at the standings, everything is kind of broken up. You know, we kind of try to do it according to what let's say the NFL would do, break everyone down in a region, so travel won't be much of a factor. Once come playoff time, it's a whole different story. You know, everything goes to eight regions. So, like for example, when I win the Pacific Southwest. I would have to play someone from the Texas region. And I just hope, you know, everyone in Texas is ready because whoever's in that division, y'all are going to have to make a trip over to me because I will be hosting my home playoff. So, everybody, I hope y'all take note of this because, I will win my division. And the Texas region will have to come and play me. And, again, I plan on winning this whole thing. So, anyway, let me quit. Enough about me. Back to the WFA, and again, if you look at our header, I mean, this is just sweet. I mean, downright sweet. I mean, whatever they did or whoever they have working on our website, I commend them because they did an awesome job. Now, if you go to the IWFL, you know, nothing really other new news other than, you know, the Jersey Justice entering the league and the Minnesota Vixen. But I have a question that I'm hoping someone can answer, because, you know, I've been doing a lot of snooping around, and I kind of caught wind that the IWFL may be changing balls. You know, I know last year they went to, well, the last few years, they were using the Nike junior size ball, but I heard that they're actually not going to use that ball anymore. In fact, from what I gathered, they're going to be using the ball from Baden Sports. Now, if anyone has any insight on that, you know, feel free to clue me in. Although I do have a lot of information, but, you know, again, this is just stuff that I gathered from people all around. So, from what I gather, I got that intel. So, someone please clue me in on this, because I tell you, it's a lot going on, and me personally, I'll go straight to the horse's mouth. And so far, from what I gather from the horse that I talk to, everything is supposed to be concrete. Now, what do we got here? No, they're still using the Nike ball. Interesting. Well, we'll just have to see. We will just have to see. Again, now looking at the IWFL, because, wow, just amazing how it's just down to two leagues now. It is down to two leagues. Now the question is going to be, when are we going to be able to get together and all play as one? I know I've asked that question 500,000 times, and I'm still looking for an answer, because no one has bothered to give me an answer. But when are we going to be able to play as one? In order for this sport to, you know, really take off, we need some unification. You know, there's no such thing as my league is better than your league. You know, unless it's done on the field of battle, then you can kind of stay playing. But I see this happening, you know, on a yearly basis, especially around the game of football, where you do have a lot of interleague play. You know, whether it be just an exhibition or if it has championship implications, whatever the case may be. But we still need that unification. Again, this is the only way we're going to get some exposure. I mean, I talk to a lot of people, especially in the pro levels. You know, I'll be back in the pro levels for 2010 in the arena. And, you know, people ask me, you know, what's going on in women's football, because they know I'm involved in it. So it's a lot that's, you know, that's going to transpire, you know, if, you know, women's football does come to some sort of unification. You know, we can still keep two leagues. Doesn't matter. But, you know, the people with the deep pockets want to see some unification. Now, Catch Me asks, what is the minimum age for the WFA? You know what? That's a good question. Just to let you know, we really haven't set a minimum age in the WFA. I mean, just... ethics speak, you know, we pretty much go 18 and over. Ethics, you know. If there are some teams that do have, you know, players that are under the age of 18, then it would be safe to assume that they may have parental consent. And it's just like the military. I know some kids will enlist into the military before the age of 18. But they would get parental consent. So, I mean, if hopefully that answers your question. You know, no, the WFA hasn't set an age limit. You know, we just kind of go by the ethics standards of, hey, 18 and over. But, again, if there is someone who's underage, I would hope, I would pray that they have, you know, parental consent, along with, you know, insurance just in case something were to happen. You know, and then you also got to look at the NCAA regulations. And that's, again, that's a whole nother ball of wax with a lot of legalities involved. But I know if a girl was to play this, you know, play this sport, knowing that, you know, they don't get paid for it, so it shouldn't have any bearings on their NCAA eligibility. I know it's the same for the men in the semi-pro level, because I've actually had some kids get scholarships to go play football at a university just from playing out of the semi-pro level, as long as they don't, you know, they haven't used up their eligibility and they're not getting paid. So hopefully that does answer your question. But, you know, like I said before, in the WFA, nothing is official. That is something that when we have our owners meeting, or actually when we sit down as regional directors with the president of the league, that will be a topic of discussion. And, you know, and again, if we do allow it, you know, there will have to be proper documentation. You know, again, we have to protect not only, you know, the player, but we have to protect the owner, and we also have to protect the league. So, you know, long as everything is in writing, everything is cool, everything is agreed upon by both parents, owner of the team, and the athlete itself, then everything should be fine. I don't know what might have happened in the NWSA. At this point, I could care less. Now, does anyone else have any other questions? Now, does having underage players require owners to have different liability insurance? No. All the liability insurance, see, as an owner, the liability insurance is basically a blanket policy. And that blanket policy covers, one, a venue. It can also cover, let's say, a fan or a guest that may get hurt at the venue. It covers any damage done to the venue. So it's just, you know, there's just a lot of, you know, stipulations. Again, it's just a blanket policy. You know, it's required by law that we do have it, you know, but our insurance does not cover, you know, underage players. It doesn't have any stipulation on any players as far as age is concerned. You know, this is why, as an owner, you know, it must be stressed to each player that they must provide their own medical insurance. And would I allow an underage player on my team? You know what? If it's an athlete that really wants to play, and if they got the parents, you know, support behind it, I don't see a problem. You know, again, it's just a matter of making sure everybody is covered. You know, I'm not going to accept a player and knowing that her parents aren't going to allow her to play. It wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't do me no good, and it definitely wouldn't do the player any good. So, you know, again, it's just a matter of making sure everything is on the up and up. Now, I know the IWFL, being I've been in that league, you know, for a number of years, I know they do have an age limit, the age policy. You know, they say regardless, 18 years and over, and that's it. You know, which is fine. But, you know, in order for this level to, you know, level of football to really take off, I mean, in all honesty, we need to get some fresh meat in here. We need to start getting the younger kids involved. You know, this is why we need to, you know, continuously, you know, put out football clinics, go to the boys and girls clubs and the schools and really get, you know, get these young women involved if we're going to, you know, take this to another level. And again, it won't affect NCAA eligibility unless that particular person was getting paid to play. It has, you know, in NCAA, they have a lot of guidelines. The main thing is, as long as they're not getting paid, then they're good to go or accept any kind of a gift or that matter. But at this level, you know, so you're not getting paid, then, you know, you're perfectly fine to go and pursue NCAA problems. Robin has a problem with adult environments drinking. Now, that brings up another topic. Now, when you get to the when you get to that point where you got these underage, me personally, if I had someone like that, and I can only speak for myself, I would require an adult to travel. You know, just because, you know, again, we're dealing with you know, a lot of adults here, and if you got an underage kid, you know, some of the girls may like to go out and go drink beer and all that stuff. You know, and that kid would probably be stuck in a hotel room by themselves, you know, and anything can happen. So me personally, I would require an adult to be present, you know, in if any event. Now, as far as 18-year-olds, yeah, that should apply, but no one has really enforced it. So you do see a lot of underage drinking going on. You know, I haven't seen it, you know, in my years of women's football, but I've heard of it. So, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say that it doesn't go on, because it does happen. But remember, you know, this is just one of those things where we have to really, you know, if we're trying to market this, I mean, everything's got to be done on the up and up. Everything's got to be strictly professional. Let's just say, in my opinion, is that when he eventually leads up to the average age, you'd be in 30. Well, I'll say this. If we just concentrated on getting 30-year-olds, then this sport would never take off. Now, we gotta start getting down to the younger ages, you know, and we gotta show them the right way in order for this to really take off. And in order for this to take off, again, it starts right here, right now. You know, and like I said, when I'm on the road, I can't tell my players not to go out and drink and have a good time, because, shoot, they're adults. But I will be mindful that, you know, hey, if I do have an underage drinker, oh, I will say something. You know, that's just, you know, they're within my presence. And I've had to actually, you know what, let me take that back. I've actually have seen it. And I was not in agreement with it when I did see it. So, yeah, let me backtrack my statement and say, yeah, I have seen it. And again, everybody's got to police themselves. And you can't be, I mean, as long as you can't be at every place at the same time. It's just not going to happen. So you just kind of, you know, try to make do and hope for the best. Man, I feel like I've been rambling on here. Does anyone else have any other questions? All right. Well, let me give everyone a heads up on what we got going on. Now I'm just going to take a couple minutes to talk about the length. Oh, wait a minute, I got another question. Do you find that women who have played sports in high school or college to be better on the field than women never having played sports at all? Well, actually, I do feel that, you know, women who that they are in such a way better because they already have that discipline. But at the same time, it's going to be determined on where exactly did they come from, because it's just like the men's level. You got guys who are awesome athletes, but their attitude sucks. So I mean, and sometimes in that case, they make it better to deal with people who have not, you know, had any athletic experience. So it's like six in one hand and half in the other. You know, you just got to kind of take what you get, and, you know, you got to shape and mold it to what you want it to be. You know, we're like a potter. You know, we got to mold that clay. And if you're trying to make a vase and you make an ashtray, well, I guess you're going to have to start all over again, right? But, you know, it all depends on the individual. Now, do you have any other questions? Well, just to quickly touch base, we as in the California Lynx, we have already started selling our season passes. Our season passes go for $40. That does include home playoff games. So you guys in the Texas region, you know, just be ready to come to my house. You know, like I said earlier, because I will be hosting my first playoff game. You know, again, they are $40. They do include discounts, you know, 20% discount off for all concessions and 25% off merchandise sold on site. Ah, and I got a question. How do you think you'll do against the Showgirls? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be a cat fight. I mean, I know Deion, he has a very fast, a very strong team. They're very competitive. It's going to be a close game, you know. As you know, me and Deion, we joke about this just about on a daily basis. You know, it's not going to be a blowout. You know, it's not going to be like a 69-3 or something like that. But it's going to be a very close game. I mean, the two games that we played already, they were close games. You know, so it's going to be a good game. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, and I've even told Deion this, I wouldn't be surprised if he and I both split the season. You know, we both finished 7-1. You know, I would not be surprised. I told him eventually we may end up having to have a wild card game to see who's going to go to the playoffs. And I hope it does happen because you know what that does? That makes the sport of women's football that much better to see competitiveness such as that. But, I'm going to beat the Showgirls, no doubt, but it's not going to be easy. I mean, I'm gearing my players up right now, you know, for that, considering that they're our first game of the season. So I'm ready. Now back to the season passes. Well, tickets are going to be sold, too. I will be announcing and launching another media outlet here probably within the next day or so. That's going to, you know, again, help increase the volume of my sales for my tickets and season passes. We do have our online merchandise store as well. And we do actually have some nice products there, so I do encourage everyone to go into the Link Sportswear and check it out. And before we go, because I know we're running out of time here, I do want to give a shout-out to BJ and Block Talk Radio because, you know, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be doing this. So thank you again. I'd like to give a shout out to some other companies that we've partnered up with, like Douglas, Spalding, Adidas. You know, we have just partnered up with Adidas, and so that's another good thing, which Adidas also has the Women's Football Camp and Conference. KLG Wigs and Hair Accessories, you know, we partnered up with them, so, you know, that's another good thing. Katie Insurance, where we get all our insurance. And the Women's Football Camp and Conference, you know, again. And I'll be doing a lot of work with Deion and the Women's Football Camp and Conference over the next year. So, you know, that's going to be something nice because we're going to take this to a whole nother level. I want to throw in their Gameware, Team Sports, because they are doing some phenomenal things. And because of them, I'm able to do one thing that I don't think anyone else can do, and that's allowed me to boast that I am the cheapest team to play for. Not only the best, but the cheapest. We also want to announce our partnership with the Women's Sports Bar Network, .insight. Like I said, they're a partner as well, along with the Women's Tackle Football Group. And then, of course, our lovely owner and his wife with the Women's Football Alliance. And like I said, I'm just thankful to be a part of it. Now, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to our end. So I wish everyone have a safe and wonderful new year. Glad to be back. I'm glad to see everybody up and running and getting ready for 2009. I'm glad to be a part of the Cozy Sports Bra and Cozy with her product because that is a wonderful product. And again, thank you for everyone for listening. And I look forward to seeing everyone next Tuesday, 7:00, same bat time, same bat channel. So thanks again for tuning in with Game Time. This is Coach Partley, and I am out.
Ladies, does your bra cause you pain? Those thin straps? The underwire? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a bra that gives comfort as well as support? Then the Cozy Sports Bra is for you. Created by a woman, for women. Whether you're an athlete or not, it solves all the bra problems women like you have suffered through all your bra-wearing life. Learn more about the Cozy Sports Bra at www.cozysportsbra.com and available in Las Vegas at Jazzy's Boutique at Windmill and Eastern in the Big Lot Center. The Cozy Sports Bra. It's not sexy. It's cozy. Ladies, does your bra cause you pain? Those thin straps? The underwire? Wouldn't it be great if you could...